Hare Krishna. Om Agena Timiranyasya Jnana Jnana Shalakaya Chakshu Anirjam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Padantikam Pandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatambitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Sabudutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostite. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabandhu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vanchakalpati rubyascha kripa sindhivya eva cha vatitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasari Go Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gorabhane Pacharine, Nirveshesha Sunyavari Pasta Chaje Sitarine. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurasate Namaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himabhyadivacha Vishundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So today is Lord Balaram's appearance day, and even though I am most unqualified, by the mercy of my Guru, by your own permission, and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Parampara, I pray that they use me to say something that would inspire everybody and myself learn from whatever is in the lecture today, learn from it. Because I'm not really the speaker, I'm just going to be used. This is my prayer to make this particular lecture occur. So, Lord Balaram, very close to Krishna. Many times in the Shastra, it's told to us that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Their potency is the same. Krishna is God, Balaram is God. Lord Balaram clearly is the expansion of Lord Sri Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna has everything 100%. Now, before we talk about Lord Balaram's appearance, as devotees, we need to understand that without the mercy of Lord Balaram, and without knowing how to acquire the mercy, it is most difficult to follow the path of bhakti. Lord Balaram being the original Guru, and Krishna saying in the Bhagavad Gita that we have to approach Guru, this is the importance. These two statements underline the importance of Lord Balaram. And that's why Lord Balaram's appearance day is not most auspicious only, but most important for us also. He is the one that makes it possible for the path of bhakti to be followed and followed successfully. Now, it's Lord Balaram's appearance day. So, by your permission, we'll start talking about his appearance. So, his appearance is tied to Vasudev, Devaki, and the ego king, Kamsa. So, Vasudev and Devaki married. And on their wedding day, which is obviously not even there, we can imagine, very, very great celebration. And so it was part of the custom that husband and wife go to the husband's house. Vasudeva had a palace. So the decision was made to take the couple and all that came to Vasudeva's palace in a procession. And Kansa made a decision to be the charioteer, riding or steering the horses to take the chariot that Vasudeva and Devaki were in to Vasudeva's palace. So the people, the citizens, they already know Kamsa's mood. He's intense, he's an asura. And so they were surprised that a person as puffed up as Kamsa would actually take that kind of service. And so when they saw Kamsa on the street, riding, steering the chariot, Vasudeva dressed wonderfully, Devaki dressed even more wonderfully as the wife, the bride. They were surprised the Kamsa would do that. But then they also said, well, you know, Devaki is Kamsa's sister. Every now and then even some of the more wicked people can do some nice favor. But things, as fate would have it, would turn around in the middle of this procession. So much wonderful pomp, music, singing, dancing going on in the street as Kamsa was taking Vasudeva and Devaki in the chariot. Then, without warning, a voice sounded from the sky saying, Kamsa, you are a fool. The eighth child of your sister is going to kill you. Now, when that voice came out, everybody heard it. Kamsa definitely heard it. And his reaction to the announcement from the skies was that he changed his mood immediately. And an eighth child of my sister is going to kill me? Well, that is not going to happen. That was his decision. And so he immediately grabbed the bride, Devaki, grabbed her by her hair, and turned the neck and pulled out his sword, and he was going to kill her right on the spot in front of everybody. You can imagine what happened there. From a very, very, very festive mood, he changed now to a mood of anxiety, a mood of fear, a mood of confusion. But this is the way a person who is too much attached to sense gratification would do. Kamsa was enjoying sense gratification, enjoying the position that he had had, and he acquired it through foul means, by the way. He pulled his own father away from the throne, and he made himself king. So, but here is this voice saying that the eighth child of Devaki was going to kill him. So, he's going to lose his sense gratification. So if you mess with someone else's sense gratification, even a friend sometimes can turn on you. So, some people take sense gratification very, very, very seriously. This is the way they enjoy life. And as devotees, we've been told that param drishva nirvartate, we should replace the lower with the higher. The lower is actually material life, sense gratification, and the higher is Krishna consciousness or bhakti. And that is what Krishna is about, and by his mercy, his agents are teaching us. So at one moment, Kamsa was acting like a friend, doing a sister a favor, but the next moment he was willing to kill her senselessly. So that should be a lesson for us. That apart from someone who has great faith in Krishna and serving Krishna sincerely, we can never fully trust people. Never fully. Vasudeva, well, he was the husband. He had to think quickly. But he's always connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, anyway. So Vasudeva had to negotiate with Kamsa. First of all, if you try to make sense, just make sense to an asura, it doesn't work. You have to say something that asura sees that it is to his or her advantage. Then they will listen. That's if they want to listen. So Vasudeva couldn't pump sense into Kamsa, but he had to do a negotiation with them. And so Vasudeva said, first of all, Devaki is not a threat. The eighth son of Devaki is the threat. Okay. Now, Kamsa knew one thing about Vasudeva. The Vasudeva, when he says something, he keeps his word. This should be the mood too of devotees, just like Vasudeva is. So finally, he said to Kamsa, all right, it's the eighth child, but I will even go beyond that. When all our children are born, from the first to the eighth, I will bring all of them to you. And this is a vow I'm going to keep. So now Kamsa looked at the situation and says, all right, it's true, that is the eighth child. This is what the voice said. Now, one thing that's interesting is the voice that said that the eighth child was going to kill Kamsa was a voice that came from the sky. Whether what was being said was true or not, whether it was going to actually happen or not, Kamsa didn't even think about that part. Oh, somebody's going to kill me and stop my enjoyment. That's all that mattered to him. So he didn't even inquire or even speak back to see whether the voice would respond that this, whether this is true or not. No, he was just going to kill his own sister in front of the whole citizens. So anyway, they went on. You can imagine there can't be that much celebration, genuine celebration, after the bride's life was almost taken by this evil king. But Vasudeva kept his word. They went to the palace, Vasudeva's palace. In time, the first child was born. Vasudeva sent the child to Kamsa. So Vasudeva came and said, this is our first child. I promised you will see all the children. Do whatever you want with them. So at first Kamsa said, well, take the child back. If this is the first child, then the voice didn't say a first child would do anything to me, so the first child is not a threat. Now Vasudeva took the child back, but Vasudeva also knew something. He knew that Kamsa could change his mind at any time, because the fact is, you can never fully trust a person who cannot control the senses. We see that in so many situations around the world. Because of sense enjoyment, even politicians go after money that is not theirs, embezzlement, so many things go on just because somebody wants to, a person that's not controlling their senses wants to enjoy themselves. They would even steal like that, government's money, because they are the ones in control as politicians. So Kamsa, having this much control, and it was very, very powerful physically, that is. Anyway, Vasudeva took the child, and sure enough, by evil association, Kamsa changed his mind. He took the first child, he killed the child, and also imprisoned Vasudeva and Devaki, the parents of the child. So Devaki and Vasudeva now had been imprisoned because Kamsa had made up his mind by evil advice to him that any of the children could kill him. So now he wasn't considering the eighth child. He said, if a child comes from Vasudeva and Devaki, he's going to be killed. So he also wanted to make sure that he could get the children and that Vasudeva and Devaki would not run away, and therefore he imprisoned them. So now he had control over the parents too. Anyway, the next five children, as they were born, and the prison guards told Kamsa that the next child had been born, Kamsa would come into the jail cell take the child, snatch it from the parents, and just mercilessly dash the child against a rock and kill the child. Did that for the next 5 children. So Vasudev and Devaki had conceived and brought 6 children, and Kamsa had killed them all. Anyway, so that ties into the appearance of Balaram, because the 7th child was in fact Balaram. So Balaram was born in Mathura in the jail cell. Let's just say not born, but conceived in the jail cell. So what happened was that when Balaram appeared in the womb of of Devaki, then Krishna asked Yogamaya to transfer the child from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. So this was done. Rohini was not in Mathura. Rohini had been taken secretly to Gokul. It was arranged by Akrura Prabhu. So Akrura made sure that Rohini, who was also Vasudev's wife, had been taken to Gokul to live peacefully under the shelter of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mataji. So when the child was transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb, then the child basically was in Gokul and not Mathura anymore. So Balaram was born to Rohini. This is how Balaram appeared. Sri Balaram is actually the original plenary expansion of Sri Krishna. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Balaram always says, "I want to be called the servant." In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Balaram actually was Lord Nityananda, and he always said that his best title, anybody wants to please him, call him a servant of Krishna. So he is a servitor of Krishna. He's Krishna himself who has appeared in that way to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So he's an original plenary expansion. Now Balaram is also unique because he takes part in all the 5 rasas. So in neutrality, Shantaras, Balaram expands himself through his energy to make up all of Goloka Vrindavan. All of Goloka Vrindavan is Balaram's energy. On top of that, Balaram expands specifically to appear as Krishna's crown, Krishna's flute, and Krishna's clothes. And he does that to make Krishna even more attractive. So Krishna's paraphernalia are all expansions of Balaram. So that is Balaram's role in Shantaras. In Dasyaras, as servant, everything that Balaram does is in service to Krishna anyway. So that's automatic Dasyaras. In Sakyaras, which is friendship, Balaram relates to Krishna as a friend because sometimes they wrestle in fun, they wrestle together. They play together, they herd cows together, and sometimes even just do mock fighting just for fun. They do that together. So that's the friendship type relationship. As Vatsalya Ras is a parental relationship. Well, Balaram is not Krishna's parent, but Balaram playing the role as an elder brother. Sometimes in some families you know this, that when the parents are not around, sometimes the elder person, the eldest of the children, takes on a parental role. So Balaram was doing that also sometimes with Krishna. When they go out and it's getting late, Balaram would say, "Krishna, it's late, it's time to go home." That's something like a parent would come and say, "You come home, you do this, do that." So Balaram would say that. On Krishna's birthday, Balaram would say, "All right, Krishna, Gopal, today is your birthday. You will not go out and play today. You have to stay home." Sometimes when there is danger in the forest, Balaram is very, very, very protective of Krishna. So he was playing that role, which is similar to Vatsalya Ras, the kind of role that parents play. Now, Madhurya Ras, the 5th one, which is conjugal relationship. So in Madhurya Ras, Balaram, as an elder brother, cannot really be present in Krishna's conjugal affairs. So what does he do? He appeared as Anangamanjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And so Balaram, as Anangamanjari, was living in the house of Srimati Radharani and then assisting with the Leela of Radha and Krishna. So Balaram, in that way, is actually serving Krishna, was serving Krishna in all the five rasas. Now, when it comes to creation, Krishna expands into Balaram, and Balaram expands into Chaturvyuha, the four representations of Krishna: Vasudev, Aniruddha, Sankarsan, and Pradyumna. Now, from them come Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha. Then from Narayan, a secondary set of Chaturvyuha: Vasudev, Anirudh, Sankarsan, and Pradyumna. Now, Sankarsan of this second set of Chaturvyuha is the one from whom Mahavishnu appears, Karnodakshaya Vishnu. And Karnodakshaya Vishnu is the one from whom the universes appear, from his pores. And Karnodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, expands into Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, from whom Lord Brahma appears. And Lord Brahma takes instruction from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, after which he creates the planets, that means the varieties in the universes. And then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands into Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who enters into every living entity. So from Krishna, it is through Balaram that all of these that are very important in creation and also in service to Krishna, they appear. So from Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the Leela avatars also appear, like Matsya avatar, Lord as a fish, Kurma avatar, the Lord as a tortoise, Sringa avatar, Lord as half man, half lion, Ram avatar, came looking human being, human like, Varaha avatar, Vamana avatar, the Lord as a dwarf, Varaha avatar, the Lord as a boar. So Balaram is the source of all these Leela avatars, but he's still in the mood of servitor. Now, as far as Guru Parampara goes, Balaram is the original spiritual master. So, it's through Balaram that Guru Tattva starts with Balaram. Now, when Krishna and Balaram are together, Krishna plays the flute and Balaram has the plow. Now, there is significance for the plow and the flute. In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna plays the flute, and also in Vrindavan, even here, fortunately, on this planet too, Krishna plays the flute to charm the hearts of everyone who is devotional. As my spiritual master likes to put it, to his African-American body, when he was here, he says Krishna's flute is far out. It means that his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful music comes out of the flute. Now, remember, Krishna's flute is also Balaram's expansion. Balaram himself carries the plow. What is the plow for? Well, plow is for tilling the ground, to cause the seed of devotion to grow. Tilling the ground, plow is normally used to tilling the ground. Of course, when the ground is tilled, then the furrows are made, then planting can occur. So his plow is to till the hearts of devotees. As spiritual master, original spiritual master, to till the hearts of devotees so that the seed of devotion can grow. Plow is also used to make roads, to clear obstacles from the way. So again, Balaram's plow's spiritual significance is to clear obstacles so devotees can grow well. As we know, Guru is the one that leads devotees, advises devotees, makes sure that devotees are on the path and staying on the path. So as spiritual master, Balaram tills our hearts to make them soft so that the devotional Kripa can grow, and he also removes obstacles so that Bhakti can flourish. Balaram is also Seshanaga, and for Lord Vishnu, Balaram becomes his bed as Seshanaga, the multi-headed snake, and of course Lakshmi is there massaging the Lord's feet. Now, a few leelas involving Balaram. In Treta Yuga, Ram Leela unfolded. Balaram appeared as Lakshman in Treta Yuga. Now, Balaram as Lakshman was always serving and making sure that Ram was satisfied. Ram was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ram later married Sita, and Sita is the goddess of fortune. So Sita as a wife was obviously going to serve the husband, Ram. But Lakshman was also there, always serving, even before Sita got married to Lord Ram, Sri Ram. So at a point, there was conflict in the service between Sita and Lakshman, because Sita felt that now she was queen, she was wife, and a wife should serve her husband. But Lakshman knew Ram so well that Lakshman could even anticipate beforehand. Anticipate means they know beforehand what Ram would need, and he would immediately arrange to get it done or do it himself. And so Sita felt like she was not being given the opportunity to do the role of service to her husband because of what Lakshman was doing. So Sita became disturbed and complained to her husband Ram that Lakshman was keeping her from serving and that Lakshman could be sent somewhere else. But Ram could not banish Lakshman, and so what to do? They took the matter to the Guru. The Guru is Vasishtha Muni. So all three of them came to Vasishtha Muni, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman, and lodged their complaints. Sita and Lakshman lodged their complaints. So Vasishtha Muni decided that they should both serve Lord Ram, but in different capacities. Vasishtha Muni made the decision that when Lord Ram was home in his private chambers, then Sita should be the one serving. The wife should be the one serving. But when Lord Ram goes out to either fight wars or goes to the state house for administrative duties, then at that time Lakshman could serve Lord Ram. So Sita was satisfied about this, but Lakshman was not. Lakshman still would have liked to serve in all capacities. This is how much connected he was to service to Lakshman, to Lord Ram. Now, when Lord Ram was banished to the forest because of what Mantra was serving Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi was the wife of the king at the time, and the father also, Dasharatha, the father of Lord Ram and Lakshman, and Bharat and Shatrughna. There were four sons that were born to three wives. Anyway, Lakshman went with Sita and Ram to the forest. Now, a number of things happened. I'll fast forward anyway, but to a point that's interesting, and that is, and also very much relates to Lakshman, this time Balaram as Lakshman. There was an arrangement by Ravan. Ravan was a demon, and he asked one of his lieutenants to transform himself into a golden deer and to get Sita's attention, because Ravan had come to learn of Sita and Sita's beauty, and Ravan was plotting to get Sita for himself, even though he knew Sita was married to Ram. So Maricha, who is the lieutenant of Ravan, changed himself into a deer, a golden deer, and started playing in the forest in the vicinity of where Ram and Sita and Lakshman were living. And true enough, as fate would have it, Sita saw the deer and wanted the deer. And even though interesting things were happening, like the deer was so nice, but the deer was golden. And it's already known that deer can't have that kind of complexion. So that should have caused some suspicion on the part of Sita. But Sita was taken by just the playful nature of the deer. So he said, please, my husband, Lord Ram, go capture this deer. And she would not be convinced otherwise. So Ram told Lakshman, make sure that you are on Sita's side the whole time while I'm gone. So Ram then left. The deer played around. The deer was a demon. And as Ram was coming close, the deer was running further and further and further away into the forest. Lord Ram already was convinced that the deer was a demon. So the Ram shot the deer. Excuse me, let me just change phones here. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So Ram shot the deer and killed. But before the deer died, Maricha, who was the demon, cried out. Lakshman, save me, Lakshman, save me. But then he, by his powers, the demon was crying out, sounding like Ram. Therefore, Sita heard it and told Lakshman, please go and help Lord Ram. But Lakshman initially refused. He said that Ram said, I should stay with you. No matter what Sita said, Lakshman didn't want to go. So finally, Sita said that, you just want my husband to die so that you can enjoy me. And when Lakshman heard that, his heart broke. And so he said, I will go. So then Lakshman left to go find Ram. But that's when Ravan came dressed as a mendicant and taking advantage of Sita's piety and willingness to help, finally was able to steal Sita away. Now, when Ram returned to find that Sita was gone, Ram started blaming Lakshman. I told you to guard Sita. Lakshman said, Sita wanted me to go. Ram said, well, you should have stayed. See, in this way, Ram was being blamed. So, anyway, fast forward, after the war in Lanka, Ravan was killed. Ram was Ravan's brother Kumbhakarna was also killed. Sita was freed after 1 year of being at Lanka, at Ravan's city. Sita now was being returned to Ram. Sita was a queen, so Sita was being returned in a palanquin. When Ram saw Sita from a distance, then he asked Lakshman, tell Sita to get down and walk. Lakshman was shocked, but Ram insisted, you do that. So Lakshman had to deliver the bad news to Sita. Sita obeyed, got up, down from the palanquin, and started walking. But this was very, very, very painful for Lakshman to have to say. So Ram, later on, after Sita got to him, he said to Lakshman, this woman has been with another man for 1 year, so I cannot accept her. And Sita responded, Ram, if I knew that you would not take me back, I would have committed suicide a year ago. But then after that exchange, what happens? They tell Lakshman, Sita tells Lakshman, collect wood and light up a funeral pyre. I'm going to go into the fire. Lakshman looks at Ram, thinking that Ram would object. Ram did not. So with tears in his eyes, Lakshman collected the wood and built a funeral pyre. And then Sita said to Lakshman, light it. Lakshman looks at Ram. Ram says, light it. So Lakshman had to light the funeral pyre. But when Sita stepped into the funeral pyre, Sita was actually exchanged for the real Sita, because it was Maya Sita actually that Ravan got, not the real Sita. The real Sita was with Agni Dev. So when he stepped, she stepped, the Maya Sita stepped into the fire. The real Sita actually came out, and so in front of everyone, Sita proved her chastity. This is how it was seen. But you know, at the higher level, there was an exchange. Maya Sita actually was gone, and the real Sita came to her husband. A couple of years later in Ayodhya, a couple were arguing. A couple, just, you know, husband and wife. And the man said his wife, he said to his wife, "Do you think I would allow an unchaste woman to live with me the way that Ram has done with Sita?" And of course, Ram has spies who go in into town and they listen to what people are saying, and the idea is that Ram can in fact rule them and things that he needs to know in order to be a proper leader, proper king, the spies would tell him. But the spies came back and told him this particular episode, what had happened between the man and his wife. So when Ram heard about that, then again he ordered Lakshman to take Sita on the chariot into the forest. He said, "Sita likes excursions, vacations, so take Sita to Valmiki Muni's ashram. But you are supposed to leave her there, and she wasn't to return. She is not to return to Ayodhya." So, and then he also told, Ram also told Lakshman, "Don't tell Sita that this is the full plan. You just say you're going with her to Valmiki." So Sita initially was happily traveling with Lakshman, but then Lakshman was crying. And Sita inquired, "Why are you crying?" And Lakshman told her the real truth. And Sita said, "Well, if it will please my lord that I stay there, then I will stay there." Now, for all of these that we've talked about, Lakshman was always the one person that was asked to either do the things that are difficult, that are painful, or deliver news that's painful to hear, even painful to even just do. And so from that point, Lakshman vowed that he would never be the younger brother of Krishna. So that was something I didn't say earlier. In this, in these episodes, these pastimes, that Lord Nityananda was playing the role of a younger brother. So Ram and Lakshman, Ram Leela, Lakshman was the younger brother of Lord Ram. And after this, he took Sita to Valmiki Muni's ashram. He said, "Whenever we appear again, I will not appear as a younger brother, because an older brother would then be able to either say yes or no to what a younger brother says to do." So then in Treta Yuga, when they came and the unfolding of Mahabharata, then Balaram became the elder brother of Krishna. Now, even in that, Balaram liked Duryodhana, and Duryodhana was a demon. So, when the Kurukshetra war was arranged, and Balaram liked Duryodhana, Duryodhana was on one side with the Kauravas, and Krishna was going to be on the other side, so Balaram decided not to fight at all. Krishna had decided not to fight. Balaram did not even stay around for the Kurukshetra war. Now, Krishna would have liked him to participate, but to see it, because Balaram was an elder brother, now Krishna could not get him to stay, because elder brother could make a decision over the younger brother. So Balaram went on a pilgrimage in South India during the Kurukshetra war. In Kali Yuga, Balaram was Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda, he was also the older brother. So he was born first. Expansion of Balaram came as Vishwaru, the direct older brother of Lord Chaitanya and his family. So Lord Nityananda is also the older brother of Lord Chaitanya in another way. Even though Lord Nityananda, as far as guruship goes and guru and disciple relationship goes, Lord Chaitanya's guru is Ishwarapuri. Okay. And Ishwarapuri's guru is Madhavendrapuri. Lord Nityananda took initiation directly from Madhavendrapuri. So Ishwarapuri took initiation from Madhavendrapuri. Ishwarapuri is a disciple of Madhavendrapuri, and Lord Nityananda is also a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So Ishwarapuri now initiates Lord Chaitanya. So now Lord Nityananda is the spiritual uncle for Lord Chaitanya. So even in spiritual matters, Lord Nityananda, was above in terms of the order of the parampara. He was above Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Nityananda Obara made sure that in whatever turn that they made, that he was actually older in one sense, or in the relationship. But still, Lord Nityananda's mood was to serve Lord Chaitanya. Even in the situation where Lord Nityananda was asked to marry, at first he was sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya decided that Lord Chaitanya was talking to very, very highly elevated people, Prakashananda, Saraswati, King Prataparudra, people, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, and those people were very, very, very highly placed. But then the common man also needed to be talked to. Sannyasis can go certain places, but not other places. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread the mercy of Krishna everywhere. So then he asked Lord Nityananda to marry, because in the Grihastha Ashram, then you could go into the lowest, you know, places and still be able to preach. So Lord Nityananda got married for that reason. So Lord Nityananda also appeared as an avadut for that purpose, to be able to go everywhere to preach and to turn people's minds to Lord Chaitanya and to Krishna consciousness. So Lord Nityananda was the one that preached to Jagai and Madai, the most fallen and most troublesome people in Navadvipa at the time. In fact, Lord Nityananda, the real powerful Balaram, was so merciful that he even went to fallen souls like Jagai and Madai and implored means he just literally begged them to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Now, at first, not only did Jagai and Madai refuse, but they started chasing Lord Nityananda. At the time, Haridas Thakur was with him also. So these two, Jagai and Madai, chased Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. Well, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur just ran away. Of course, they weren't really afraid of Jagai and Madai. But the second time, only Lord Nityananda returned. And people would stay away from Jagai and Madai because they were very, very, very criminal-minded. And they would just destroy things, they would plunder, they would steal, they would rape, all kinds of horrible things they were doing in Navadvip. Lord Nityananda still approached them to chant the holy name of the Lord. That's how merciful the Lord is. But what happened was that Madai took a piece of a broken pot and smashed the head of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda was bleeding, and the people that saw it immediately ran to report this to the house of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, to report this. Still, Lord Nityananda did not leave. He was still telling them, chant the holy names of the Lord. Now, this activity, this pastime, shows the importance that we need to take of chanting of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's name. So this is all Kali Yuga time. Gauri Lila is in Kali Yuga. And the Kali Yuga, what we do, our sacrifice, our yajna, is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Lord Chaitanya came, and initially he was going to kill Jagai and Madai. And so he requested for his Sudarshan Chakra. But Lord Nityananda, again, in his mercy, reminded Lord Gauranga, we said we're not going to kill people physically in this particular situation that we've come for, our pastimes. So then Lord Gauranga had to refrain from it. And then later on, he gave the mercy to these two, Daga and Madai, when they promised that they wouldn't be of bad behavior anymore, or criminal behavior. They became devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They were chanting 128 rounds each every day. Devotees are supposed to chant 64 rounds. They were chanting twice that, 128 rounds. Of course, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now we're chanting 16 rounds. So they got changed. And of course, a lot of peace came into now, because came into the town because of the changed attitude of Jagai and Madai. And of course, that showed the power to the people of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga. So we even got more people now to actually believe very much in them. Balaram, Bala means spiritual strength, and Ram means pleasure. So we should pray to Lord Balaram, especially today, as significant a day as it is, we should pray to Lord Balaram for strength to overcome difficulties in spiritual life. After all, Srila Prabhupada has come as part of the Parampara to take us back and to let us understand that where we're living, no matter how we're living, we really are living in a suffering condition. We are in winter now, in this area at least, in this area where we're at, and the snow can be such a big problem. But everywhere, the weather can change at any time. So we're really at the mercy of material nature. Our home is back to Godhead, and Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga are imploring us to go back to Godhead. I'm looking at the time now. There's one more pastime, but I probably will pass on that to allow devotees to ask questions. So on Balaram Appearance Day, he being the original spiritual master, we should pray for the spiritual master to cultivate our hearts. Cultivate our hearts with the plow of Balaram. And we should also sacrifice for the service of the spiritual master. Because Lord Balaram is the original guru. Hare Krishna. So, this comes to the end of this, and Samar Sikamataji can open up now for questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I can.
Thank you so much for the wonderful
day. Hare Krishna.
I open up the call to our devotees. Please ask me if you have any questions or comments. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So are there any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Guru Maharaj ki Jai.
Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Guru Maharaj ki Jai.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class, like Mataji is saying, Shama Rasika Mataji, and you know, like, you got us into the mood, you know, like, in the sense that we were thinking that, okay, we have to fast today, we have to go to the temple, and you know, so, like, it's very important to hear, Srila Prabhupada always said, so, when we hear, you know, I was hearing the glories of Lord Nityananda, you know, it kind of motivates us to, you know, like, cook for Lord Nityananda today, make a cake for, you know, like, go to the temple. It really helps like that when we hear, because, like, the same thing on the same conference call we might have heard last year, but our memory is so bad that even yesterday I don't remember what I did, you know, what did I eat, it just, like, fades off, so we are really thankful to this conference call that, you know, you are explaining to us. So, Prabhuji, there's one question, like, you know, we have the Jagannath Rath Yatra, so, you know, you mentioned that there is Baladev and Krishna and Subhadra, so Baladev is there. Then there is, like you said, Lakshman, and then, Lord Nityananda and Balaram.
Mm-hmm.
So there is they are like all the same, like all of them, right?
Yes.
That's what you mentioned.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, so this is like when you are telling the different pastimes, there were different yugas basically.
Yes, there was.
Like you mentioned that, you know, he was younger then, so he had to listen. But then when he came as Balaram, he was elder, so he could, you know, he didn't participate. So that kind of thing was there, but it is all same basically.
Yes, it's all the same. But this is the Leela of the Lord, you know, the Leela of the Lord. How it's difficult we can't be in the minds of the Lord, obviously. What happens is the Lord's own free will for Lord Balaram at first to be younger and then in a particular pastime and then later on to be older. That is their own decision on how to do things, because that's way above our heads. But yes, it was after the Ram Leela, the things that happened to Ram Leela, the Balaram now as Lakshman, as a younger brother, was actually asked to do a number of things that, you know, given, if he was older, he would have said no to that. And that's why he decided, all right, well, after this, I'm coming as an older brother. So from Dwapara Yuga on, he was older.
Yes, so like I was just thinking that although, you know, there's Balaram Jayanti we celebrate, and then, you know, like I don't think in Krishna consciousness we know much about the appearance day of Lakshman, but yes, it is there in the Ramayana definitely. So basically we can think of we can club everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And like you told so much about this nicely about the, you know, how Krishna was born and how the babies exchange everything.
Mm-hmm.
All these leelas can be thought irrespective of whether it's a Balaram appearance day or Lord Nityananda appearance day.
Yes.
It's like we can hear everything.
Yes, they can, because this is all the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're all tied in. They're all tied in, yeah. And the more we hear about it, the sweeter it gets in our ears. So, yeah. I definitely am for.
And also, you know, like when we hear about Jagaya Madai, that is always told in the temple every year. You know, like I was just getting one realization that how sinful they were, and now you're mentioning the so many rounds they chanted. So I mean, you know, they were literally washing off their sins. You know, off, you know, they were with the ladies. They were like drinking and all kinds of things, and they didn't even, they were so much in ignorance that they even hit the Lord, as you know, Nityananda. I mean, they were so much. So you know, we also learn that, in this world today, you know, we see so many people in that miserable condition, and they can be out of it, you know, provided Krishna consciousness is given to them. So such a beautiful story of Jagaya Madai, which always, you know, and that is like directly related to Lord Nityananda's mercy. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very, very enlightening class, and it really sets us into the mood today. Being Sunday also, we all normally have temple, and we look forward for so many things there and hearing more about, you know, Lord Nityananda. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai, jai, jai. Any other comments or questions? Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? There's so many pastimes of Lord Balaram and Lord Krishna. If nobody wants to ask now, maybe throw in one more pastime with Krishna and Balaram. There was this demon who was in the form of a donkey, and he was in one of the forests in the Vrindavan area, the Talavan forest, and there were so many nice fruits in the forest. And the cowherd boys told Krishna and Balaram, we would like to go to the Talavan forest and enjoy the fruits. Let's go there and enjoy the fruits. Now, with the cowherd boys, this is Radha Maharaj that in a lecture was even talking about this, would the cowherd boys want to do things just for their own sense gratification? Absolutely not. The cowherd boys were thinking that if they went, they told Krishna and Balaram, they went to the Talavan forest, then Krishna could enjoy the fruits and they could assist Krishna in enjoying the fruits. Krishna also likes to see them, to see the cowherd boys. Krishna Balaram liked to see the cowherd boys also enjoy it with them. So then they went together. And then they started a loud noise in the Taliban forest. And Denikasura, the donkey, big powerful donkey, heard it and he became very angry. And he came to the area where the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram were. And who did he attack first? Balaram. He turned around, and donkeys have most of the power in the legs, the hind legs, the back legs, two back legs. So Denikasura was kicking Lord Balaram in the chest as hard as he could. But Lord Balaram took it. He didn't move. He just stood there. And after a while of absorbing the blows, he took the donkey and whirled him around and threw him right into the trees. And Denikasura died. And the donkey reign over the forest was over. And so many of the trees fell. But then the Taliban forest was now relieved of that trouble, and everybody could go in, including the cowherd boys and Krishna and Balaram, to enjoy the fruit. So this is another one also where Balaram killing demons. But as Lord Nityananda, he took, you know, even assault like that from Madai and wouldn't even hurt him in any way, just giving him the holy name. So the holy name is so important, Kali Yuga, for us. Hare Krishna. So any other comments, questions? Jai. Thank you for tolerating me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.